ओम शांति, ओम शांति। फीलिंग कोल्ड? यस, यू कैन मैनेज। टुडेज मुरली वाज सो ब्यूटिफुल। इट वाज अबाउट how we have to remember Baba with great love. Only when we remember Baba with great love, then we can experience the power and we can become free from Maya. So today's topic is about experiencing the fortune of the Brahmin life. When we became Brahmins, we started to experience the fortune of it, right? And we started to experience the love of Baba, we started to experience the significance of the confluence age, we started to experience the significance of Brahmin life. Baba says, Brahmin life is about recognizing the self and recognizing God, right? As soon as we recognize who we are, and when we recognize Baba, we become Brahmins. And we Brahmins have such a great fortune. What all fortune do we have, we Brahmins? We have all the treasures. We become victorious souls. In yesterday's Murali, in Avyakt Babdada's Murali, Baba said that nothing is impossible for Brahmins. Everything is possible for Brahmins. Right? So, Baba in everyday Murali awakens our intoxication, triggers our intoxication. It's not only intoxication, but Baba brings our old memories afresh. Because in the world they say there are two ways to live. One is on the basis of inspiration and another is on the basis of memories. They say that we have to erase those memories and take inspiration from people, from the circumstances, from different things. When we take inspirations, then these old memories start to erase. That is what Baba's technique is happening now. Because Baba gives us the inspiration through Murali, and also it is double thing happening together. One is that Baba is inspiring us through the Murali, and also Baba is reviving our old memories, erasing our memories from copper age onwards. Whatever we had, negative memories or in the form of sanskaras from copper age onwards, that is being erased. And reviving our true memories. True memories are golden age memories, Paramdham's memories. Reviving our old memories, but erasing all the memories from copper age onwards. Negative memories, that's what is happening. But how is the technique? All the whole of the technique is happening. Erasing of memories and reviving the oldest memories, how is that happening? Is whatever Baba has given us, the routine, daily routine, it is such a beautiful thing that behind each thing there is a scientific reason behind that. First of all, we Brahmins, as soon as we wake up, we remember Baba, and that too at the Amrit Vela time. Right? So why does Baba say that only during the Amrit Vela time that you have to remember me? Okay, throughout the day, that's okay. But the significance of Amrit Vela also we know. But the scientific reason behind that is as soon as we wake up in the morning, our conscious mind is sleeping still, right? And the subconscious mind is easily accessible. So when we wake up early in the morning, one is that the environment is so silent, pure, satapradhan. That reason we knew. And the second reason is that we can access our subconscious mind very easily at that time. How is it that possible? Because as soon as we wake up, we are in the, you know, half sleep mode. We are not completely awake. We are not in the fourth gear. Right? We are still in the first gear. So, at that time, complete conscious mind is not completely active. When the conscious mind is not completely active, whatever we put in to the mind at that time, it can easily go to subconscious mind. Conscious mind and the subconscious mind is the sanskar. Right? So, conscious mind is inactive. Not inactive, but not completely active at that time. So when we remember Baba at that time, powerfully. And that is when the change in sanskars happen. Sanskars can easily transform when we have powerful Amrit Vela meditation. It's much more easier to work, it is much more better to work on the Amrit Vela, at the Amrit Vela time than to work throughout the day on our sanskars. And that is a beautiful reason that Baba says at Amrit Vela, do powerful meditation. And whatever you think, whatever you invoke, that happens, that Baba says. Whatever you ask for, whatever you want to experience, that you can experience at that time, Baba says. And that is the time when these negative sanskars or negative memories, memories of sorrow, memories of, you know, guilt, whatever negative memories that we are having, memories of sorrow, whatever we are having, that can be erased very easily at that time. And also, along with erasing, we are creating new memories. New memories is whatever we do now, it becomes a memory again. So, we are creating powerful memories and erasing all negative and waste memories at that time. So, Amrit Vela meditation is really, really very beneficial for all the Brahmins if we want to transform quickly. So if we think, okay, if my sanskars are not transforming, this sanskar is a bit too hard, so it's better to work on it during Amrit Vela meditation. But not working on the negative sanskar, but filling ourselves with positive sanskars, automatically negative sanskars will be erased. Because when we give power to the negative, because if I say, okay, if I have a sanskar of laziness, okay, so if I say, okay, I want to get rid of this laziness, the sanskar of laziness, how do I go about it? How do I go about it? I say, Baba, please remove this laziness, or just visualizing that laziness is being erased from me. What? Yes. Visualize the future state and also visualize the positive side of it. Not being lazy, but being active. Because if we are giving energy to laziness, then laziness can increase. So whatever we want in life, we have to give energy to that. we can't, if we give energy to what we don't want, then that will increase. If I say, Baba, I'm getting frustrated, I have the sanskar of frustration, I have the sanskar of irritation and anger, so how do I go about, how can I remove that? Only when I increase peace, when I experience peace within me, when I experience being an embodiment of peace more and more during Amritvela, then the sanskar of frustration and anger will go off. It's not that I'm taking energy from Baba to get rid of frustration. No, I'm filling myself with the positive energy of peace. I'm filling myself with the positive energy of love. So when I experience these positive energy, automatically whatever is waste and negative will be finished, will be burnt out. So this is how we have to work on ourselves. When we work on filling ourselves with positivity, automatically negativity would go out. So this is the cleansing process that happens. Cleansing of the sanskar, cleansing of the subconscious mind that happens. And the next thing that we all Brahmins do is bring the murali. Right? So once we cleanse, doing Amritvela meditation is just like taking a bath, taking a shower. And then we need nutritious food also. Nutritious food is the murali. And murali, when we listen to the murali with attention, we get so much of intoxication, so much of energy we get. And the old memories of Parandham and Golden Age is revived. The eternal sanskars are emerged. So for throughout the day, this is the nutritious food that we receive from the murali. And when we take up the points from the murali, it's not just theory, as just like Baba says, only until you are in the room that you remember, and after going out you forget. Doing Amritvela meditation, listening to the murali in a routine way, what Baba says, Niminat, in a routine way, okay, I'm a Brahmin, what will people think? So let me do this, let me do that. So if I do it in a routine way, with not taking up energy, picking up energy or picking up things for my transformation of sanskars, then it is of no use. So I need to work on myself, on my sanskars also, and also on the points. And main thing that Baba says during the murali, usually, generally, what is it that Baba says? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. Okay, so when we are sitting in meditation, okay, we make efforts to consider ourselves to be souls and then remember Baba. But throughout the day, do we do that? Throughout the day also, it's very much necessary to do it. Because only then we can see each and every situation with the third eye. Seeing each and every situation with the third eye is very much important for the Brahmins. That is the main difference between the Brahmin and the non-Brahmin. Is if some problem comes, those people solve on the non-Brahmin level based on the basis of that. But when we have a certain problem, we solve it on a different level. On a different level. Why is that? because we see that situation with the third eye of knowledge. When we don't see the situation through the third eye of knowledge, what happens? What happens? Just like anybody else, and we just see the present moment. We just see the present moment. Okay, if that person is scolding me, I scold back. Tit for tat. That is the trend of the world. But we as Brahmins, we know why that person is behaving in a certain manner. We see the past, present and future of every situation. Our vision is not just confined to the present. Our vision and intellect is broad. And we see all the three time, the past, present and future. So that should be our tendency. That should be our sanskar. To deal with each and every situation. When a child is there, we know the soul is not a child. The soul has been taken its own journey. The soul has been taking its own journey. So we think on the basis of the soul, on a soul conscious basis. So this practice we have to increase. We have to increase. Because this is the only solution to all problems. Because Baba says, no, the problem, any problem, the basis of any problem is body consciousness. The basis of any problem is body consciousness. So the solution to any problem is soul consciousness. That's it. That's simple. So when we are soul conscious, so we see each other as a soul, all the negative emotions, all the negative feelings just vanish. We know that that soul is also pure eternally. Originally, that soul is pure, that soul is blissful, that soul is, you know, full of power. So we are seeing that soul. So with this vision and consciousness, majority, 99% of our problems to any situations gets over. That's the solution. So we need to see. It's along with soul consciousness also, Baba gives many intoxicating points. Baba gives many intoxicating points every day. Yesterday Baba was saying about when we have any difference of opinions, then we say, okay, sikila de, means long lost and now found brothers and sisters now, right? So when we see each other with such affection, pure love, then all that negative feelings would be gone. So such a beautiful point. So that original consciousness of love, when it gets emerged, so everything else just dissolves. So what I mean to say is, just not listening to the Murli, but to become an embodiment of those points during the day, throughout the day, would give us that energy, boost that intoxication throughout the day. Because otherwise, when this level of intoxication comes down, then what do we start to do? When this level of intoxication comes down, then we start to compare ourselves with the outsiders, with the non-Brahmin people. Oh, they are so better than us. So that type of negative comparison we start to do. Why is that? Because I'm not aware. I'm not completely, I'm not bringing that memory of being a Brahmin constantly. I'm not aware of it. I forget in between. So when I forget that I'm a Brahmin, I'm such a, and the fortune of the Brahmin is so elevated, then all these types of comparison and feeling low and feeling, you know, low self-esteem, all these things starts up. So we have to hold this intoxication high always. We should not allow any type of negative or waste thoughts to creep in. And that is why Baba says, listen to the Murli in the morning, not in the evening. Because that works as a medicine for throughout the day. So that works as an intoxication for us. That gives that energy to the mind for throughout the day. And the third thing that Baba emphasizes on for all the Brahmins is what? First is Amritvela, second is Murali, third is pure food, Brahma Bhojan, right? Pure food Baba emphasizes on very much. While cooking, you remember me. While eating, you remember me. Many times Rama Baba says that, oh Baba, I just remember in the first, when I start the food, but throughout the food, and then I forget. Rama Baba used to say that. But we also do that, right? Starting, we remember Baba, offer a bhog to Baba, and then when we are eating, we are chatting. So we forget that. But why do Baba emphasize this? Each morsel, each thing that you take in, remember Baba and eat. Remember Baba. Remember. Eat in my remembrance. Eat in my remembrance, Baba says. Okay. Pure food that we know why we have to have. But eating also with Baba's remembrance. That we know that each morsel that when it goes directly to the stomach, it has a direct effect on the mind. Food is the only thing. Food and water. These are the only two things which go directly, which we take in every day directly into the stomach. And that really works. And that has a connection. The body and the soul has a deep connection. All of us know. So whatever affects the soul affects the body. Whatever affects the body affects the soul. We know that. Right? So we have to pay extra caution, extra attention towards our food. Because if we follow this discipline of eating in Baba's remembrance, many of the problems will be solved. Because, you know, it affects the mind directly. It affects the sanskars directly. And we become free from many, many problems. Many, many problems. So this is a very major, very important discipline that Baba wants us to do. It really helps us because, you know, we are... On the other side, we are doing so much of efforts, waking up at Amritvela, listening to the Murali, making efforts of transforming our sanskars and everything. One day, if I do eat something, okay, at least, you know, not remembering eating in Baba's remembrance or something, you know, all the positive energy that I have been accumulating, all the effort that I have been doing for such a long period of time, it really affects. The level of energy decreases when we put in something which is not charged with that energy. So on the other one side, we are making so much of efforts, and again, if I do something like this, then the energy level comes down. So if I keep fluctuating up and down for the past few months, for the few years, if I'm not arriving anywhere, so that really frustrates us as a Brahmin. Because we are making efforts, but my sanskars are not transforming. Any little bit of mistake, that I'm doing, then it doesn't allow me to move ahead. So Baba emphasized on the pure food. It's good that if we do it strictly, so then that really counts. That really helps. That really boosts us. And along with that, Baba asks us to have good company. Good company also. Because as the company, so the color. Right? When we have good company, good friends, then the interaction is on that level. Interaction is there, but also inspiration. We take inspiration from each other. Along with that, okay, company we have to have good, but also along with that, we need to have the sanskar of seeing good in everyone. Seeing good in everyone is very much important. If I say, okay, this person is a non-Brahmin, he is an outsider, so I can't interact with this person. So, what will happen? That's also not right, right? We have to serve that person. We have to inspire that person. We have that responsibility as well. We have to serve that person. So if we say no to all this, yeah. Yes, that is very much important. Yeah. Self is a good company to the self, but also, you know, many times, we feel guilty about ourselves more and more. You know, to some small things we do and we feel more guilty about it. That sanskar also would take us down. On the basis of circumstances, certain things we have to do, right? Okay, recently I met a sister. She's a BK for a long period, but she's working in a corporate world, in a higher post. So she had confusion in her mind. She said, okay, holding a high position in the corporate world, I have to go attend parties. I have to go meet people and host parties to the people. But I can't, and when I go to the parties, okay, I don't take something which is not allowed for us, but at least I take some salad or take some sandwich. But that also, for after doing that also, I feel guilty, she says. You know, so we need to see ourselves where we stand. Okay, as a dedicated person, for me, doing something like that would be much more, you know, not acceptable. But working in a corporate field like that, in that environment, when the person has to host parties and go to the parties like that, so she can't say, okay, I'm a BK, I can't do this, I can't do that. So people will move away from her, away from the people, from the Brahmins. So we have to bring them closer to Baba, bring them closer to the Brahmin world. So we have to choose. We have to just act in a yukti-yukt way also. And when we speak of Srimat, Srimat is not equal to everyone. Srimat differs from person to person. We have been listening about this incident from Brijmohan Bhai a lot in his classes. When they were young, when Brijmohan Bhai and Ramesh Bhai had come to Baba in the Gyan, and Brijmohan Bhai was working in some firm, and Ramesh Bhai had his own business of CA. So they had a chit chat. When they had both come to Madhuban, they had a chit chat among themselves. They said, "Can we take chai when somebody offers us a tea, a cup of tea?" Then both had a discussion. Okay, we can have or not have. We don't know. Okay. Then first Brijmohan Bhai went to Brahma Baba and asked, "Baba, this is a situation when people come, when the seniors, when our managers or the MD of the company offers me a cup of tea, should I take or not?" Baba said, "No, you should not take." No, Baba said, "Brijmohan Bhai, okay, you can take." And then to Ramesh Bhai, and Brijmohan Bhai came out, and Ramesh Bhai went in, and Ramesh Bhai asked the same question, "Baba, some clients come to my office, I have to offer tea, and we serve tea, and those people also, when I go to their office, they offer tea to me. So can I accept the cup of tea?" Then Baba said, "No." Same situation, but different answers, different Srimad to both of them. Why was that? Why was that? Yeah, Brijmohan Bhai was working under someone, was an employee, so he had to keep that respect towards his elders or superiors or MD, whoever it is. So otherwise, you know, he would be kicked out of the job or something. He had to build up that relationship with the people, upper level people. So Baba said, "Okay, you can take." Baba had given him permission to take tea. But Ramesh Bhai, he said, "You are the master of your office. So they come to you for your business. Whether you accept the tea or not, that's secondary. So they don't come there to offer tea or drink tea. They come for business to your office. So you should not take your tea. When they offer, you should not take." So same situations, but different Srimad. Right? So we have to see ourselves in which situation we are in, and then that applies to us. That applies to us. And sometimes we can clarify these things with our seniors as well. So what we can do, because Baba is not there, and if we have a good link with Baba, well and good, you know. Otherwise, we can take Srimad from our seniors, and accordingly, we can have that clarification and go ahead. Huh? So, I was speaking of this feeling guilty. So, we have to see the situation and accept ourselves in whichever situation we are in and do accordingly. If we are too much involved in the cycle of guilt, you know, then that pulls us down. So instead of that, we have to have the clear link with Baba. When we have that clear link with Baba, accumulate that energy not to make mistakes, and then we can come out of it. So I was speaking of satsang, having a good company is very much important, and also looking at positivity in each person is very much important. Only then we can get rid of all complaints and accept the situations as they are. And only then, when we accept the situations and the people, that only then we can do world service. The next thing that Baba wants us to do is not just confine ourselves within ourselves, but to radiate that positivity to the world. Radiate that positive energy to the world. So why do we have to radiate that? Why does Baba ask us to do world service? Why do Baba ask us to do world service? To apply what we learn. In Sakar Murli, Baba says, only when you do service, then only then the kingdom can be established. Right? When we do service, if we keep that in the mind, I'm establishing my kingdom, and then doing service. Would that be right? No. Right? Okay, that automatically happens. Establishment automatically happens. My position in that kingdom will automatically be given to me. But having that in my mind, and then I am creating my subjects. Having that in mind and doing the service, that I think is a wrong intention. It would be something wrong. Okay. Why does Baba says this in the Murli is because just to boost us. Just to boost us to do service. But when we do the service practically, we need to have the feeling of mercy. Feeling of mercy. And feeling of love. Only when we have that love and mercy towards other souls, only then we can do world service. And secondly, why do we have to serve others? Is because reversing the process is very much important. What is this reversing of process? Because from corporage onwards, we don't know to whom we have given sorrow. Right? To whom we have deceived, whom we have given negative energy, we don't know. So all that negative things that we have done, it's a burden on us. It's a burden on us. So we have to reverse this process. How are we going to reverse this process? By giving happiness. Right? So how are we going to give true happiness to others? How are we going to give true happiness to others? Is through this knowledge. Is through this pure and powerful vibrations of Baba, spreading these vibrations. So when we serve the world, the reversing of the cycle happens. And only then can we be released from the past. Because we Brahmins are the ancestor souls on this earth. When we are the ancestor souls on this earth, we have been traveling for ages and ages. For 5,000 years we have been traveling from one body to the other, from other body to other, second, third. So we are the longest travelers on this earth. Right? And now the people who are coming fresh, they have been just short travelers. Maybe for 100, 200 years. Maybe for 15 years, for 10 years. They have started the travel now, but we are the old travelers. Usually, after a long travel, how do the people feel? Tired. Right? So we all souls, Brahmin souls, after this long travel, we really, really want to go back home. We really want to go back home, right? All of us want to go back to Paramdham. We are tired, right? But we have a lot of responsibilities on our shoulders as well. What is that responsibility? To give this message to the whole world. Because when we are in the trunk of the tree, Kalpa tree. We, the ancestors' souls, are responsible for each and every branch and leaf. So we have to spread that energy first, and then we have to go back home. So now, when that is one of the responsibilities that we have to give Baba's knowledge and things like that. But other thing is, we have to clear all our debts, because we have the most debts than any other people. We have lot of debts, we Brahmins, because we have been traveling long. We have been accumulating these debts also. Because to take a birth is to accumulate a debt. Right? When I'm born as a child, I'm debted to my parents, because I take from my parents. So somewhere or the other, I take, somewhere I give. Right? So in both ways I'm debted. To my parents and also to the people who I'm giving. So they have to give me back. Right? So this process of give and take has been happening. Okay, in golden and silver ages, that's neutral action, so not too much of accumulation has happened. But from copper age onwards, accumulation has happened of giving and taking, giving and taking. So now, before going back to Paramdham, I have to nullify everything. So to nullify that, okay, whatever I have to receive, I'll automatically receive. I don't have to think much about it. But I have to think of what I'm supposed to give. So whatever I'm supposed to give, I have to give. And then only I can go back home. Right? So any negative situation happens, if somebody is calling or any negative thing is happening, again, if I do negative, then my debt increases again there. So, I have to stop and give positive vibrations, positive energy. So, that much energy I have to be accumulating now. The break should be very powerful. When the negative cycle is happening, to stop that negative cycle, the break should be very powerful. So I can transform the negative into positive, and I can clear my debts in that way. So to clear my debt, one of the many powerful tools is the power of love. The power of love. Because love has the healing energy. Love heals the wounds. Love can heal the past memories. Just the feeling of love, unconditional, eternal, pure love towards each and every soul. In this power of love, there's forgiveness, there's patience, there's many other values also come in this power of love. Yeah. So unconditionally loving each and every soul would free me from my many things, from my past things. And that's why even in today's Murali Baba was saying of, instead of saying why, say wa. Right? That's also like putting a full stop to the past and just flying. You know, if I start to say why, then again I'm entangled in negative and waste cycle. Then my level of debts again increase. So instead of saying why, I should say va. The meaning of that is What is that meaning? Accepting situation, accepting the drama, accepting the things as they are, and also having faith in the drama. Faith in the drama. When I have faith in the drama, then I can't have the question, why is this happening to me? Why is only this is happening only to me, not to others? You know, I can't have this question because I know why this is happening to me. Do we all know why certain things happen to us? Right? We all know because of our past karmic accounts. So when this is very clear, I have to remember this again and again. If something happens, this is my karma. So I am responsible for whatever is happening in my life, not the other person. I'm walking on the pavement, side of the road, some biker comes and hits me and goes. Who's responsible for it? Who's responsible for it? Who's responsible? I am responsible, not the person who was riding the bike. Because I attracted that person to hit me. It's just not the... See, this situation, as a Brahmin when we look at it, we take complete responsibility of it. But an ordinary person, when he sees the situation, he holds the bike rider as a responsible person. But we Brahmins can't make that person as responsible, but we are responsible for whatever we have, it happens. So this is the difference. So when I hold responsible for this, then I respond to it in a much positive way. And when I hold that person as responsible, then the reaction differs, negative reaction. Alright? So I am responsible for whatever happens in my life. We know that. So we need to remember this time and again. Whenever anything happens, I am responsible for it. Right? So then this question of why doesn't come. Question of why doesn't come. And second, Baba said today, instead of I, transform that into Baba. Because you know, this one thing, the consciousness of I, you know, this is very subtle. This is very subtle. When we become Brahmins, it's easy to overcome all other vices. Lust, greed, anger, attachment, little bit, okay. But at least these three things, it's much more easier for us to get rid of. But as we move forward as Brahmins, this ego thing, you know, is so subtle that it's very difficult to identify also. If others identify, we are not in a condition to accept it, that we have ego, but I need to understand that. I have to check it on a subtle level. On a subtle level. In every moment. Because it is very, very subtle. In old exhibition book, you know, there was one picture which showed a person going from iron age to golden age. The road was like this. And in between, there are five vices. You know, you must be remembering. The first is lust. It is the bed of thorns. Some get stuck there. And anger, which it's shown with the ring of fire. Some get stuck with there. Greed, it's shown with lots of treasure. Some get stuck there. And fourth is attachment, it's a web. So some get stuck there. And last, towards the end, almost nearing the golden age, is ego. And, you know, if we are victorious, then just few steps ahead is golden age. But if we get stuck there, gone. We have crossed everything, but getting stuck there, making lot of efforts, then also we are not going to land up in golden age. Right? So, in ego, the picture shown was a mountain. You know, the person jumps from the mountain from top, and when the person jumps from a mountain, he breaks his bones, right? So it's like that. When we have ego, what do we break? We break bones of others, right? At least we don't have good feelings. We can't have others have good feelings for us when I have ego. So ego, really we have to work subtly on it, and then only I think, you know, we can get rid of many things. Because ego, if you have subtle ego, then that brings greed also. If you have subtle ego, then that brings attachment also. So we have to really work on it and become instruments and give everything to Baba. This is how, you know, all the dadis do. They work so much, they do lot of service, but they say, I'm the instrument. Baba is doing everything. So that feeling of being an instrument would keep us light. You know, Prakashmani Dadi, they used to live in Pandav Bhavan, big people used to come and ask her in one of the interviews, in a conference, one of the interviews, press conference or something like that, she was asked, Dadi, you run such a big organization, you don't get headaches? You must be having lot of problems and you must be handling so many problems because you're running such a big organization. You don't get headaches? Beautiful answer Dadi gave. If I think that I'm ahead, I get headache. I don't think I'm ahead because God is head. I'm just an instrument. I work in this consciousness that I'm an instrument, so I don't get headaches. That is it. So we are all, when we also work or do service in the consciousness of being just a puppet, you know, the string is with Baba. String is with Baba. And Baba is making us to play. Yeah. He's putting us where we are. Yeah. So when we, and then the complete surrender of the intellect happens. And we think that I'm just Baba's puppet. He is doing everything. But the connection is really good between me and Baba. So then we can really do well as Brahmins. This is the ultimate thing that we Brahmins need to have, is surrender of intellect. You know, whether we are running a household or dedicated, that doesn't count where we are. But the ultimate thing that really counts is surrender of intellect. How to what extent that I am thinking that I am just an instrument. Everything is Baba's. You know, whatever Baba says, I am just following that. Surrender of intellect is, I just follow Baba Srimat. Intellectually have just accepted Baba as he is, have accepted Baba Srimad, have accepted Baba's world, Baba's family as well. as it is. Because many times what happens is accepting Baba and Baba Srimat is very easy. You know, accepting Baba's world means Brahmin world. Some hitches are there. So that also I need to accept it completely. Completely. Because this is Baba's world. So when we have the total surrender of intellect, so then we can really experience that fortune of being a Brahmin. You know, compared to other lives, why this Brahmin life is so different? Why this Brahmin life is so different is because we have Baba in our lives. When we have Baba in our lives, and we know that this is the only birth that we are going to have Baba with us, so why not leave everything else? Because we have been doing all the other things in all our lives. In all our lives. Right? The rest of 83 births, 82 births, 83, 82, whatever it is. So all these births, we have been doing other things. So we don't want to do the same thing again in this birth, right? So let us just focus on Baba and Baba Srimat and just be with Baba and take whatever we have to take. Take completely. Because we know, no? When somebody, some guests come to our house, we know that that person is going to stay at home, in our home, just for 1 hour. What do? We keep other things aside. We postpone all our appointments, everything, and just focus for 1 hour on that guest. Right? In the same way, we know Baba is with us now and we are going to have everyone else in all the rest of our lives. We can always attend to them later on. Right? But this birth, just focus on Baba and Baba's Srimad and what Baba wants us to do. So when we do that, I think we won't be having any other complaints. We won't be having any other issues, any other problems, nothing else. Because complete focus is on Baba. Okay? Om Shanti.